Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful weekend here in sunny Texas to take care of you and your financial needs as it relates to your mortgage. I'm here with a couple friends of mine. Who am I? I'm Kevin Miller. I'm owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. And my friends are Tress Collins.
Hello.
And Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Hi, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you with us?
Yeah, we got the 7-second delay. So anyway, we are here to talk about your home loan today. We want to share with you how you can save some money when you're buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan. A lot of things going on in the world right now. If you've been paying attention, then that's what's going on. There's a lot of crazy things going on. Hopefully you are out of harm's way and out of the financial steamroller that is destroying finances all over the place right now. Unless you had the foresight to short every single asset in the world at the right time, then in that case, you're doing good. how are you doing, Tress?
I'm doing okay.
I wasn't here last week, so I missed it.
You missed all the fun.
And so you're doing okay. You're usually all chipper and happy. And what's going on?
I'm not unhappy. I'm feeling a little less than chipper because I'm kind of on the tired side. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still in the process of selling our house, but we have a couple of offers on our house that we're considering over the weekend. So mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. exciting, but still looking for a place to live.
Yeah. Well, good luck on finding the place to live.
You got to go out again this weekend?
Yeah. Today? We're going after this show.
All right.
Bubba.
Yeah.
What's going on in your world?
Not a whole lot.
I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
Did you shave?
You know, most of our employees work from home. And so we don't see each other much anymore. Everyone's working from home. Seems to be a working model. And so we got that going on. So I don't get to see Trust during the week. I don't get to see Bubba during the week. Plus, I was gone last weekend. And here mm-hmm. we are today, sure, and catching up with all you listening out there.
So speaking of working from home, I had to train this lady this week. And I think she's hard of hearing because I found myself, yes, thank you, I caught that. She's like, I was on the verge of yelling in my headset for like an hour because I kept having to repeat myself. So I thought, well, if I just talk a little louder, and then she did hear me, but oh man, I'm just like yelling into my headset for an hour. Bless her heart. Bless my heart. Goodness.
Well,
that was rough.
So Tress is, this is weekend therapy for all of us. We get to talk and everyone has to listen. You don't have to listen. But we want to share with you about the home loans. A lot going on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, you heard the Federal Reserve raised short-term rates this week. If you listen to this show, we've kept you abreast of what's going on there. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to know what's going on with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. What do you got going this weekend?
This weekend?
I got golf.
Father's Day activity.
Oh, happy Father's Day,
no
you guys.
Golf. Still on the IR.
Oh.
Well, that's right. He's got his injured arm.
Yep.
Well, the Millers were in Waco last weekend at Baylor Golf Camp. And that was nice and chilly. And then we went up to the University of Arkansas Golf Club, the Blessings Golf Club, this week for one of those American Junior Golf Association invitational things.
Nice.
And so we are there. And if you haven't ever had the opportunity to play up there, I don't know how you get on that course. But anyway, it was we got to get on it, and it was something else.
Something, yeah. I remember watching the championship.
So anyway, that's where we were this week. And now we get to go to Houston tomorrow and practice on Monday for the U.S. Junior Amateur qualifier.
Okay. So yes. So quick question. What makes a golf course something else? I mean, what makes it stand out from the other golf courses?
Some are flat.
Okay.
And uneventful with wide fairways and big greens, right?
Which is what I like.
And and then other ones have lots of trees and hills and sand traps and lakes and water and weird shaped greens and
That's what you like.
I'm just saying that it makes it they have golf course ratings, Tress.
Oh.
And they rate golf courses. The rating is the average score that there's someone called a scratch golfer, Tress.
Okay.
A scratch golfer will shoot the course rating. Okay.
Okay.
So if a course is rated a 70, a scratch golfer usually shoots around 70. If it's a golf course rating of 77, even though par might be 72, a scratch golfer might shoot 77 because of the difficulty of the course.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so this is a difficult course, challenging, Anyway.
I learned so much.
Yes.
Interesting.
And usually they come with a lot of hills, and that's what we got to deal with. So anyway, so back to mortgages here. We're back. We're back all with you now. We're educating Tress. This is Tress's education and psychotherapy session.
Yes.
Okay. We want to share with you what went on this week, the Federal Reserve. If you haven't been paying attention, at the beginning of this year, the Federal Reserve had an overnight rate. And for everyone listening, an overnight rate is what banks, an interest rate that banks would charge each other to lend each other money for one day. They lend each other for one day, and overnight they pay interest of, and during the pandemic, it was lowered to near zero. It was 0.25. That was the overnight rate. That was the rate. So money can move around so that the economy would be able to move. And as economies heat up, they want to slow down the flow of money. And they want to slow down the inflation. And so they start raising that overnight rate. And so they have raised it three times this year. It is now at 1.75 instead of 0.25. And the next time that the Federal Reserve gets together, they're going to raise it again. And so when people hear this on the news, when you hear this on the sports station, you think that the Federal Reserve just raised interest rates on mortgages. Well, mortgages are not overnight rates. Mortgages are 15-year rates. Mortgages are 30-year rates. Mm-hmm. Mortgages are 10-year rates. Mortgages are long-term rates. And the idea of raising the short-term rates is to keep inflation low for the long term. So they want to have over 10 years inflation be low, over 15 years inflation be low, over 30 years inflation be low, even though right now it's high and they want to raise the rates to slow down the flow of money. So the point is, as the Federal Reserve continues to raise the overnight rate, mortgage rates may be able to stabilize and come down. Well, there's also other things going on in the market with money makers trying to make money. And so people get out there in the economic world, it's kind of like if you went to Vegas and bet on a Cowboys game and too many people were betting on the Cowboys, they would change the spread of the game so that there's more of an equal distribution, okay, of who's going to win and who's going to lose that. And so what happens in markets is all of a sudden people start betting on what's going to happen in the market. And if the market starts betting too much, then there are movers and shakers out there who upset the bettors. So there's a lot of that going on out there right now. The point is, for you at home, mortgage rates were at 0.5 for the overnight rate about 6 weeks ago. Okay, now they're at 1.75. But the mortgage rates are about the same right now as where they were when the Fed's went from 0.5 to 1, and before they went to 1 to 1.75. They took a brief blip up the week prior to the Federal Reserve raising the rate this time. So let me say it again. They raised it 0.75% this week. In leading up to that, the mortgage rates had started coming back up. But as soon as they did that, the mortgage rates kind of skipped back down a little bit. Mortgage rates are currently, here's what's going on. The mortgage rates are currently at the highest they've seen since 2009. And so it's slowed down. It has slowed down the housing world. And so what does that mean for you, the buyer? Well, there's not as many people overbidding on houses. There's not as many people bidding on houses. There are more people trying to sell. There's more inventory out there to look at. But there's still a lot of people overbidding on these things. So the other thing we're seeing is people still need a lot of cash. People need money out of their house. So people are taking cash out. People are getting cash out to pay for their housing, for their gas bills, their food bills. There's a lot of equity in these houses, and the average person is only borrowing 60% of the value of their house. Mm-hmm. So they're getting cash out. They're getting, oh, my home's worth $500. Give me $300. And then they still have $200,000 equity, but they have some cash sitting around. Some people may still owe $200 on their house, and they just borrow an extra $100,000. Mm-hmm. So those are options. These are options for you. You can get cash out of your home. TexasLending.com is experts at cash out refinance and home equity. Our home purchase team is doing a lot of locks right now. A lot of people buying homes this summer. Our home purchase team is doing well in that regard. Bubba, what are you seeing out on the street? Are people freaking out?
Yeah, quite a bit. I don't know, like I said, it seems to be a lot of people are educated. When I talk to them that the rates have gone up. Or they say they're going up, and I go, well, no, they went up.
They already went up. I think your mortgage rates are, the mortgage rates have opportunity to stay right where they are as the Fed continues to raise rates.
Right.
The overnight rate. The overnight rate can continue to rise. It's at 1.75. It could go to 2.5. It could go to 3%. And you could see the mortgage rates staying right where they are because the mortgage rates are up around 5.5.
Yeah.
5.5 to 6. So if the overnight rate's down around 3%, the 10-year treasury is at 3.2. Mm-hmm. And so that's the 10-year treasury. What is the 10-year treasury bond? That's when you lend money to the government. You're lending money to the government, and they're going to pay you 3.2%. And so the 10-year treasury is at 3.2. So what does that mean to you at home? If you're trying to get that home purchase done, there's going to be less bidders on it. If you're trying to get that cash out refinance, you got to make a decision on whether you need the cash and whether you can lower some credit card debt and some other things. And what if gasoline goes up to $7, $8, $9 a gallon, which it seems is what the Biden administration wants to happen. They're telling us that's what they want to happen. And so it seems like they want to have gas continue to go up so that everyone has an electric vehicle someday. So that seems to be the position of it. And so whether right or wrong, that's pretty much what they've said they want. So gas is what, $5 to $6 a gallon now? And so four and a half. Well, wherever I've gone outside of Texas, it's much higher.
Yeah.
We've been outside Texas. So it's been much higher. And we could see the average of nationwide is over $5 a gallon. It could be at 6 or 7 and it could get there shortly. So who knows how that goes going forward. But stocks are also down over 30% now. Stock market's down over 30%. And as that continues to fall, how long can inflation go up if people can no longer, if they're no longer spending? If people stop spending money because of their, there's a lot of things happening out there. You're all aware of it. You're seeing it and you're feeling it and you're wondering what's going to happen next. We're here to give you options. And if you want to text us, the line is this, 972-387-4600. That's the text line. Text us your questions. Text us if you want to buy a home. Give us this information. Trust what information that they need to give us.
For buying a home?
Yes.
We need to know their yearly income?
Yes.
Their credit score?
Yes.
Their down payment?
Yes, that's it. Your yearly income, your credit score, your down payment. Tell us that in your text. We'll tell you about how much home you might be able to afford right now. If you're trying to get that cash out, let us know how much you owe on your home, what the value of your home is, and we'll tell you about how much cash you can get out. Let us know your credit score as well. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you about how much cash you might be able to get out of that house. Text us at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and share more with you about the wonderful world of mortgages. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. Here with Tress Collins, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller, sharing with you about your home loans. The state of Texas, how can we help you save money, get money? The text line is 972-387-4600. Let us know what your home value is and the current amount you owe on the home. And what your current interest rate is. Or maybe your credit score. We'll be able to tell you what your how much cash you might be able to get out of your house if you're trying to get a home equity refinance, trying to get that home purchase. Again, 972-387-4600. Let us know. Tress.
Hey, we have a question. Somebody asks, with everything going up, is it better to buy a home or rent an apartment?
You know, it depends on what your long-term goals are. I would think that if you're going to rent, rents are up. So landlords are going to be raising the, especially with home values up, then the landlords know that they can raise their rent on the apartments.
Yeah, I just had a lady that I'd been working with for several years about buying a house, and when they raised her rent $400 this year a month, that finally pushed her over the edge to buy it, and she closed yesterday.
$400 a month?
On an apartment, yeah.
Oh, yes. My word.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot to raise in one
year.
Yeah.
$13 a day.
Wow.
Man, that's a whole you can get the number one at Cane's Chicken for $13.
Right.
It's a whole month of Cane's Chicken. All right. Sorry to all my other chicken seller friends.
That's a great perspective.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, or half of a beer at Cowboy Stadium. $13 a day. Okay, we're here at the TexasLending.com mortgage show waiting for your text at 972-387-4600.
Somebody says, I guess it's Biden's fault gas in London is $7 a gallon, right?
I didn't say that. I said that Biden wants gas prices up so that they can get the green agenda going. That's what they've sold. That's what they said. So.
Yep, that is what they've said.
Yes. So, and they would prefer that the gas prices go up. The world, you know, at large, the governments at large are pushing the green agenda. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that would be the reason, a reason that there. I wouldn't think any governments are unhappy at higher gas prices if it's going to drive people to go electric. I think that's the agenda. So, that's the fact. So I mean, you like it or
I mean,
so if you're a person who wants the green agenda, that's what would have to happen. For example, fracking. Mm-hmm. Fracking doesn't occur unless oil prices are higher because it costs more money to frack, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have oil prices go up to have fracking occur. Okay. Well, if you want to drive people to electric, you need to getting gasoline less affordable than going electric. Mm-hmm. And so that's one way to do it. And so that's just the facts. So,
yeah. You know,
that's just the facts.
So
nothing we can do about that. Not making it up.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well,
We want to have your text in 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. That's the text line if you want to get in touch with us here. Tress, you're out there buying a home. You're trying to put bids on it. How many homes have you put bids on so far?
Well, technically three.
Okay.
But really two. I say that because one home... my husband, he really kind of jumped the gun. I saw it online and we're at my mom's house. We're hanging out with my mom and he gets on the phone to our realtor telling him to put a bid on this house. And I was like, wait, we didn't even talk about this. And so he's like, no, it's going to go fast. And so we put a bid out there and, then we learned they took another bid, but they said, you're next in line. But we went and looked at the house anyway, because I'm like, we haven't even looked at this property. And then we drive out there and it's like, oh, no, this house sits right on a state highway, a busy state highway. While we were there, there were like two 18-wheeler trucks that went by. And I'm like, oh, no. Mm-mm. And I told him, don't you ever do that again. So technically three, but we got out bid twice on homes that we really wanted.
Well, does that sound like what you're going through if you're trying to buy a house right now, or what you would expect? Tress is living it and sharing it.
Yes.
And we want to share with you more about the home buying experience. And we have a question about home buying.
We do. All right. This person says they make $92,000, own an FHA home in Oklahoma City area, owe $60,000 and a value of $130,000. Credit score average is 784 to 80. Lease out for 1049 monthly. Have a down payment of $25,000. I'd like to keep my leasing income home. What is my best option?
You know, the leasing income home, as long as they have documentation, Bob, what are they going to need in terms of that documentation?
Your lease.
Copy of the lease.
Now,
do they have to have any copy of documentation that they've been? So you have to have a copy of the lease. So if you can document that you're getting.
Oh, and it has to be written off on your taxes too. It has to be. You have to have.
So it's not just a lease.
Yeah, it's Schedule E too.
You have to document that you've been receiving money from the lease, and that you're how are you reporting that in your taxes? So to be able to count it as income towards the lease house that you have. Because when it comes to buying a new home, we're going to have to take into account the debt from both homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the debt from both homes, if you have the lease to offset one of them, it's going to help you qualify for the other one. So in terms of, they said their credit's fantastic, 784 to 800. And so they have a $25,000 down payment. They can go buy another home. It's just going to depend on how the income works out with the other lease property, any other debt that you might have regarding car payment, credit cards, and such. And so your typical down payment for buying a home is going to be 5% here, unless you're going to get an FHA loan. Now, with their credit score, it might not make sense to get an FHA loan. They have a 784.
They have an FHA loan.
They are
in Oklahoma City.
The other one's already FHA. So on your new one, though, because it's not your first time, you're not a first-time home buyer. First-time home buyers, they qualify for 3% down on conventional. They may qualify for 3% down, first-time home buyers. And FHA is 3.5% out of pocket. And now, if you already own a home and you're not a first-time home buyer, conventional is 5% down minimum. So 5%, they have $25,000. Down, so that could be a $500,000 home at 5% down. Now, do they need money for moving? Do they need money for closing costs?
Yeah.
You know, that's going to have to be weighed into how much they're going to be able to buy.
Do they need curtain money?
You need money for new carpet in the house. All these things may apply when it comes
Does
to...
Does it say what their income is? I can't
remember. Said $92,000. So we'll have to take a look and see just how much home you might be able to afford. If you're $92,000 of income, that's about, what, $7,500 a month in that ballpark. $7,500 a month might be able to afford you a $2,500 a month house payment. A $2,500 a month house payment is probably going to be a $300,000 to $340,000 mortgage. And so then we have to offset that with the other income they're getting from the rental property. So that's kind of where you are. You're in that ballpark. Hopefully we helped. Hopefully you can talk to one of our loan officers here on the home purchase team. We have a home purchase team, and we have a refinance team. We have dozens of loan officers on each side, the home purchase and the home refinance. You may call them, and you may find out how much home you can afford, what interest rate you might qualify for. We'll run the whole scenario for you. The pre-approval is free. The application is free. The pre-approval letter is free. We have underwriters who will underwrite the information that you give us prior to getting a home purchase contract. It will be fully underwritten on your income and your assets and your credit, and we'll determine whether you qualify. That's our home purchase team, and there's no charge prior to getting a contract. After you get a contract, you're, of course, going to pay probably earnest money to the seller and for an appraisal. But prior to that, at TexasLending.com, it's free. Call us now, 972-387-4600. You can talk to a loan officer at that number, 972-387-4600. Okay. So, Tress, any more questions right now?
Not at the moment.
That means there are lines open for you at 972-387-4600. How's your bride, Tress?
He's fine.
Okay.
He's doing well.
Truss's husband works for us at TexasSunny.com, and I've known him for a long, good long time.
Not as long as I've known him.
We mess with him. And he's also a family member of Uncle Bubba.
I've known him since 77.
So. Yeah. So, anyway.
He's known us longer than both of us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Together.
Together.
We are here talking about your home loan, 972-387-4600. We want to have your questions. We want to answer those questions for you, make your life easier for you. And hey, one of the things people talk about is inflation. And then they say that they wish there wasn't inflation. But I have to remind people, our whole economy is built upon inflation. Our economy must have inflation for it to work. If you didn't have your home go up in value, if your home value stayed the same or went down in value, then people wouldn't be so happy to go out and buy a home, right, and overbid on them. But they think that their home could go up in value because they think it might go up 5% or 10% per year. And that's inflation, right? People wouldn't invest in businesses if they didn't think that those businesses can make more money. Well, there's two ways for businesses to make money: to charge more or to sell more. Mm-hmm. And so our stock accounts and our 401ks would not work if there wasn't an inflation. Mm-hmm. All right. So the inflation thing is not a static thing. And I would tell you, it's not an easy thing to control if you're, you know, you had the whole COVID thing go on. So there was an overprinting. There was an overprinting, and so the rates got dropped to zero, and then they printed $10 trillion of money. And so that's about half of the economy that we do in a year, right, that our country does in a year, $10 trillion. And so that all got printed, right? And so that money's out there, right? And so there's a lot of that money out there in stimulus and these other things that are out there. So inflation is out there. The goal of the Federal Reserve is stated to get that back down 2-3%, right? If they can get it back down to 2-3%, then your inflation, you know, that inflation at 10% to 15% a year would be a bad thing. But if they can get it back under control, which is just a couple percent per year, you can manage around it. That also requires, though, one thing you need to remember, everyone, before we go to break here is I've traveled. I've been around places. I've been down in Argentina when they have the menu prices change every day, and they cran the prices. They put a cran into the prices on the menu, in the because it's going up 27% per month.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been in places where inflation is 27% per month, not 10% per year or 11 or 8 or whatever. How are they going to announce it? And so some for your home values, inflation can be great for your taxes. On your home, maybe you don't feel so good about it. You gotta kind of take everything with it, and you gotta be prepared for what's going on, and hopefully things come under control sometime soon for all you and all of us. And in the meantime, we're here to help you with your home loan at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are chatting during the break here.
As always.
Mm-hmm. Some people may claim me to be a chatterbox in some cases. And here we're here with the golf phenom, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who phenomenally has never shot a par in his life.
Not even in putt-putt?
And neither have I. We have never shot.
You mean
par.
For the round?
Oh,
for a round of golf.
Oh,
yes,
it's elusive.
But we want to answer your text questions at 972-387-4600. Trust we'll read them. You will answer them.
Okay. Well, somebody has a statement. They said, "Shout out to Michael Todd, who was exceptional in working with us at Texas Lending."
Yeah.
Why is that coming from Michael Todd himself?
Yeah.
Is that his phone number?
Yeah. Why is Michael Todd shouting out to Michael Todd? We're going to have to get him that. You know, that is not Michael Todd.
Okay.
So congratulations kidding. To Michael Todd. On Michael Todd has been here 17 years at TexasLending.com.
Oh.
His 17-year anniversary is this month.
Yep.
And so he gets a 17-year anniversary present.
And that's another thing. I don't know if we rarely toot our horn, but we have a lot of loan officers that have been here a long time.
Joe Milburn's been here 18 or 19 years.
Yes.
You've been here 20 years. Almost 20 years.
December 12th.
Yep.
Wow.
There's been some folks here, been around. They've seen a lot.
Seen yes. the ups and downs.
I had to pay them so much money.
Yes.
To keep them quiet. Hush money.
Hush money.
To keep them quiet. Things I did 20 years ago. Okay.
All right.
We're here talking about your home loan. Tress is going to ask your questions. Text us 972-387-4600. Go online and apply.
All right.
TexasLending.com.
Here we go. Somebody says, morning. Our interest rate has gone from 2.5 to 4.5 with Wells Fargo. We had a 7-1 mortgage and forgot to review when it expired as the rate was at 2.5 and didn't give it a second thought. Oops, big mistake. So question is, should we shop around for a better rate or just leave if there is one out there? Credit score is 775, 201 left on the mortgage, and the home was just appraised at 564. We don't want to take cash out. Just curious, is it worth shopping another lender?
I'll tell you what. Some people are out there thinking, I want to get myself an adjustable rate mortgage. I don't think it's a great idea.
Now.
Because as the Federal Reserve continues to raise the overnight rate, these adjustable rate mortgages, let's say you got an adjustable rate mortgage right now at 4.75. As that overnight rate continues to increase, that 4.75 rate might go up to 5.75 or 6.75. Who knows? We don't know. The things are different now than they were in the last 20 years, you know, after 9/11. They're different than they were from 1982 till now. You know, the Federal Reserve has been the one that has been buying mortgage bonds since any catastrophe we've had in the last 20 years. The Federal Reserve has gone out and buying mortgage rates low. They're the ones that have been keeping mortgage rates low, buying trillions of dollars a year of mortgages. They just said, we're not going to do that anymore. And so the Federal Reserve was buying them, and now they're doing what they call quantitative tightening. That means instead of them buying stuff, they're buying interest rates low. Because for rates to be low, someone has to buy the bond. They have to invest in it for rates to be low. If no one is buying them or investing in them, the rates go up. The reason your mortgage rates are going up is you and your 401k, your pension fund, the insurance companies, sovereign nations, cities, counties, states, they usually take their money and they will invest in a fixed asset. But when inflation's at 11%, they don't want a 3% return. When inflation's at 8%, they don't want a 2.5% return. They want to get 7 or 8%. So your 401k, if you were investing in any bond funds in your 401k or your pension, if you're a firefighter or a teacher and they're putting your pension money into a fixed return somewhere, they don't want 3%. Rates will rise because the Federal Reserve's not buying them anymore. See, the Federal Reserve was buying them, and they were buying them down to 2.5%. But you didn't want 2.5% in your 401k. And so these rates are now up around 5.5% or 6% on mortgages. Mm-hmm. And they might go to 6.5% or 7% until people say, wow, this is worth it to me to have a 6% return because the stocks are dropping. So the Federal Reserve said, we're not going to do this anymore. They're not going to buy. There was quantitative easing was another word for them saying, we're going to buy these rates low. Now they're saying, we're not only going to buy them low. We're not going to only just stop buying them. We're going to start selling some of these bonds. So not only is the federal government trying to sell bonds, the Treasury, our Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government. They're selling treasury bonds. So rates are rising. That's why the rates are rising, because no one wants these rates at 3%. No one wants to invest a return at 3%. Some people do. I mean, if you had $1 trillion or $1 billion and you could put it, get 3%, it's better than a stick in the eye, you know?
Okay.
And so what I'm saying is the Federal Reserve is finding out where the market is. They're finding out where people are willing to invest in mortgages. And if the mortgage market drops a little bit or it slows down the buying of homes, and they're saying that's okay. A lot of people are sitting at 2.5% in their mortgage right now.
Mm-hmm.
This person, what should they do? They're at 4.5%. I would say wouldn't go with an adjustable rate mortgage. And if but the thing right now is you're at 4.5, but your mortgage rates are in the fives. So 4.5, your adjustable rate at 4.5 is better than the current market of mortgages. The question is, do you want to fix it on a 15-year mortgage? Try to get something closer to 5. Do you want to fix it at around 5% on a 15-year mortgage? You can fix it. You can possibly get it fixed in right now. Now, if rates drop later, you can refinance.
What do you think the likelihood of the rate going up is?
And the other thing,
what
were you saying, Tress?
What do you think the likelihood of their rate going up again?
100%.
Because
the adjustable rate mortgages are tied to these short-term rates, and the Federal Reserve is going to continue to raise the short-term rate. The overnight rate now is at 1.75. Some of you at home have heard of the prime rate. The prime rate is when you add the overnight rate, which is 1.75, to three. You add 3% to the prime rate, or 3% to the overnight rate. I apologize. 1.75 plus 3% is 4.75. That's the prime rate right now, is 4.75. And the Federal Reserve is going to raise the rate again next time by 0.5 to 0.75. So you're going to have a prime rate of around 5.25 to 5.5. So that's where we are. And the Federal Reserve came out this week and they basically said, you guys all need to wake, home buyers need to wake up to a new paradigm. It's not us buying all the mortgages anymore. Your 401k, your pension, sovereign funds, insurance companies who are sitting on a load of cash, when they go to invest it, if they can get a 6 or 7%, I tell you what, your pension's going to be really happy if they can find rates at 7%. Mm-hmm. If these rates get up to 7% and your pension can go invest in at 7% on a fixed rate, your pension's going to like that. Firefighters' pensions. This is good. This rising in rates is great if potentially banks can start paying you interest.
Yeah.
It is good for you if you want to have a fixed return over time. If you want to get a 3, 5, 7, 8% return, this is going to be here shortly. These bond rates are going to be there. So it might give you another opportunity other than stocks. Mm-hmm. It's just a reality. It's different than the reality of the Federal Reserve buying rates low and people gorging on it. It's just a different world. It's a different economy. And so just let's get ready for
Embrace it.
Embrace it. Embrace the inflation.
These are the new low rates.
These are the new low rates, exactly. Yeah. And if rates go back to 4.5 on a mortgage, hallelujah. You know, hey, great. We're all refinancing these mortgages we got at 6. So anyway, that's the reality. And so as long as things can keep on chugging along, you know, we'll see how it all works out. It's neither good nor bad. It's just it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, humans have been through tougher times. Let's just say that. So,
well, yeah. There was a time when you ran the risk of getting eaten by a dinosaur when you stepped out of your cave.
100 years ago, they had no air conditioning. They had no air conditioning in Texas 100 years ago, okay?
See, there's that.
Well, 50 years ago, I remember our car didn't have air conditioning in it.
I grew up in a house without air conditioning.
Yeah, we had window unit.
We had the fans that we'd blow a fan out one window and out in the other. And that's how you got the talking to the fan to make funny noises. That was
house. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. All right. Well, yes. We're going to have to go to a break.
Times have been tougher.
Yeah.
Times have been tougher.
Okay. Let's take our newfound knowledge of the economy, do some economic history reading, and we'll live through 5% interest rates. Oh my gosh, 5% interest rate. Good for your bank account if you're getting a return on it. Okay, we're going to come back, take another break here. We're going to take a break, but in the meantime, call our office. We have loan officers sitting by at 972-387-4600. If you apply online right now, they'll call you back right away. Find out what you can qualify for on your home purchase. It's a free application. We're going to help you out. Close lightning fast. It's TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We are connoisseurs of commercials here, listening. Anyway, we're talking about your home loan. We want to answer your questions here at 972-387-4600. Tress, you have a question?
No. My husband texted in saying, let Tress talk more.
I've never heard of a husband,
your bride,
say, let my wife talk more.
He doesn't say that when I'm at home.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, what is that about? Maybe he wants you to yell, you're talking out now, Tress.
Maybe he does.
We're talking, you know what? We're not talking about any of you at home, of course. We're only talking about the Collinses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just us.
So,
oh, look, we have one.
What did he comment? He said the realtor tell him that their client may not qualify now because the Fed raised the rates. Okay. Well, that's ridiculous. So I try to explain to you guys on this show that the Federal Reserve raising the overnight rate is not the mortgage rate. The overnight rate is a one-day mortgage or a one-day loan. So the mortgage rates right now are about where they were before the Fed raised the rates. They raised the rates 1.25%. Well, the rates are right where they were before the Fed raised rates 1.25%. They're right where they were then. They're right there now. So as the Fed continues to raise rates, mortgage rates will stabilize and or come down. As the Fed continues to raise rates, the mortgage rates will stabilize, except for your adjustable rate mortgages. They will stabilize and potentially come down. Because I'll tell you what, mortgages at 6 to 6.5%, that's a pretty good return on your investment right now. And people, these 401ks and pensions and insurance companies will start investing in those. Tress.
We just have another reply from the person who shout out to Michael Todd. I just said, hey, thanks for the shout out. Have a great
weekend.
Yeah,
okay.
Hey,
it wasn't
you guys too.
Okay, so back to the other thing. They heard that now that rates are up. So there were home builders who started building homes. They got contracts written in December, and those homes have been being built. And so some of these people's what got qualified at 3%. Well, now they're getting qualified at 6%, and they no longer qualify, so they're having to fall out of the contracts. Mm-hmm. They have other people that locked their loan months ago for build jobs or whatever it might be, but then the builders had to extend the build. Mm-hmm. And so those rates are expiring. There are people locked in at 3. Their loan isn't closed yet, and there are no more extensions allowed. Those things are happening. They can't be extended because there's a price to that being floated at 3%, and there's no more float, okay? And so that's happening out there. And so people either have to accept the new rate or they're going to have to cancel contracts, you know. That's happening out there. It's the reality. So anyway, if you are out there and you're trying to buy a home, get approved with TexasLending.com's home purchase team. They're here now. And it's a free call. It's a free application. The pre-approval is free. The pre-approval letter is free. And we get that fully underwritten with your assets and your credit. It's not truly an application on a mortgage. It's a pre-approved application. But it's not a formal application if there's no address associated with the loan. If there's no address, it's not an application. It is a pre-qualification. But we pre-qualify you and pre-approve you for a mortgage amount through an underwriter. And so that's free. All that process, you can work with a loan officer for a couple of weeks, getting all your documentation ready so that when you do get a contract, when you're ready to put in an offer, you know you're good to go. Then you can close in 10 days to 2 weeks because we got to get an appraisal, a survey, some homeowner's insurance, right? And if it's a build job, we have to get the approval from the city that the home is ready to be moved into and those kind of things.
So are you still locking rates in now? Can people still lock a rate?
If they have a property.
If they have a property?
Yeah, you have to have a property to
you
lock
have to
a
have
rate
an address.
In.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so if you, so for example, you want to get your rate locked in, but you know, stranger things have happened here. You know, as the stocks continue to fall, and I think they're just beginning their fall. I think that the stocks are just beginning their fall. I think the Fed is going to continue to raise rates until they see, until they see what they want to see. And so, if they continue to raise rates, your stocks have already dropped 30%. Some of them have dropped 35% or 40%. And so you could see the Dow is at like 29.9, and you could see that down around 27, 26, 25. Who knows where it's going? But what I'm saying is these rates, you can see them continue to rise. And if you might be able to see as a buyer, home mortgage rates, here's when mortgage rates will go down. When you as an investor, if you as an individual decide that you want to invest in a 6% return, hey, I have money. I want to invest in a mortgage and get 6% paid 6% from Fannie Mae. Okay? That's when you decide that that's good for you and your financial planner decides that's a good return for you. If your pension company that's managing your pension fund says, hey, that's a good return for us, 6%, when everything else is dropping 40%, then mortgage rates will stabilize and come down. And I'm saying that I think we're in that ballpark right now. and unless inflation continues at 11, 10, 8, 9%, if that continues to go forward, then people are going to say, well, I don't want 6, I'm going to want 8. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's kind of where things are right now. Tress, your beautiful and lovely husband, and yes. talented husband, lovely and talented husband, says that he wants you to say some things before we go for posterity. What do you got to say?
I would just encourage people out there, if you're looking to buy a home, don't give up. Keep doing, keep moving forward. You'll find it. You'll get it. Just keep on doing.
I went to get a tissue during one of the breaks, and overwritten on the glass window of one of our employees here, it says, never give up. It says never give up.
See.
And I think one of our employees was messing with them, and they crossed it out, and they said, always give up.
Sounds like something my husband would do. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Never give up, right?
Never give up.
Keep on fighting. That's what being a living creature is all about, is never giving up.
Yep.
And so
keep moving forward.
Yes. And so keep on getting it done out there. We'll keep getting done for you here at TexasLearning.com. Bubba, no golf for you.
Mm-mm.
How's your arm?
What do you do in the meantime? Just go to see grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
Cheer them on. All right. Well.
Swim.
We got to get out of here. Go to our website at TexasLending.com and apply. Call our loan officers right now at 972-387-4600. For Tress Collins and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. We hope to see you all next weekend. Have a wonderful one this weekend. Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day, everyone.
Yep. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.